Great art is often created in the wake of terrible tragedy. Think Guernica, the lonesome death of Hattie Carroll, the Vietnam Memorial. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new moving memoirs of life, love, and loss. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Weekly Reader fans know that a particular interest of mine is memoirs of widowhood, as my own 1996 memoir, First Comes Love, falls into that category. They may even also know that I give high marks to Joan Didion's Year of Magical Thinking and Marion Fontana's A Widow's Walk, but I'm not such a fan of Joyce Carol Oates's A Widow's Story. Published just yesterday, there's a strong new addition to the group from beloved novelist Geraldine Brooks. Brooks is the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Horse, which we covered when it came out in 2022. The new memoir is called Memorial Days. On Memorial Day 2019, Tony Horowitz, Brooks' 60-year-old husband, also a famous author and foreign correspondent, collapsed on a street in Washington, D.C. and died. In the days and weeks that followed, Brooks found herself too preoccupied with practicalities to grieve. She was also in the middle of writing her novel, Horse, which she somehow brilliantly completed. Finally, in 2022, she knew she had to stop moving forward and take some time to heal. She returned to her native Australia to properly deal with her loss by writing the story of Horowitz's life and death, their wonderful relationship, which began when they met as students at Columbia Journalism School, and the healing solitude she found on tiny Flinders Island. Warmly companionable and life-affirming, the book itself is a brilliant restorative act of kindness, offering real comfort, inspiration, and useful thoughts about healing. The novelist Charles Bach is the author of two acclaimed novels, Beautiful Children and Alice and Oliver, the latter of which fictionalizes his experience of losing his wife to cancer. Now he turns to memoir in a book called I Will Do Better to document the challenging period after his wife's death when he confronted the unexpected, completely humbling task of becoming a single father. Bach's wife Diana died 3 days before her daughter Lily's third birthday. Quote, I concentrated on the tasks at hand, making calls to a woman who ran a funeral home out of her Brooklyn apartment, following up with a 9th Avenue bakery to confirm the color of the iced letters, the birthday message on the double chocolate cake. The interplay between grieving and child-rearing continues throughout, and Bach holds himself to a high standard of honesty and self-revelation. For parenting advice, he turns not to self-help books but poetry. He finds inspiration in the memoir of beat poet Diane de Prima, who refused to cave to pressure from Jack Kerouac to blow off the promise she'd made to her babysitter to stay at a party. He takes a close look at Sylvia Plath's famous poem, Daddy, pointing out, if you are a father, this poem is an absolute terror. In his distinctive prose style, both lyrical and muscular, Bach evokes a chaotic kaleidoscope of tones, irony, anger, literary ambition, fierce parental protectiveness, loneliness, toxic masculinity, as he handles topics from simultaneously dating two women who don't know about each other to his and Lily's experiences during Hurricane Sandy. As the Kirkus Reviewer concluded, I Will Do Better is a uniquely forthright and powerful addition to the literature of fatherhood.
The books are Memorial Days by Geraldine Brooks and I Will Do Better by Charles Bach. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.